The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this first day of November, folks, 2016. And joining me today is Ron McDonald. Ron, if you think things can't get any weirder, they will.
That's a true statement. That is a true statement, yes.
Well, and there is a lot of stuff going on. The Hillary Clinton email thing, which I think people are just getting a little burned out about this, but they shouldn't, because all these email releases through WikiLeaks, they're not done yet. And the Veritas Project, Mike, can you look for Project Veritas and see if their fourth, I've heard their fourth video is either out today or forthcoming, that's going to make the other three look like a warm-up act. At any rate, we have people in the media that, well, I'll give you one. Does anybody like Megyn Kelly that's on Fox News? I certainly don't. She didn't make a whole lot of...
I like her, but you can tell she's a Democrat supporter. But I like how she attacks people.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's very good at doing that. And her contract is up with Fox News in July, and rumor has it that she's going over to the Communist News Network.
I can believe it.
Oh, and so can I. You know, here's a... Boy, I just want to grab her and slap the makeup off of her. You know? I mean, she thinks she's all of that. She's a lawyer, and, you know, my question is why are all these talking heads lawyers to begin with? They got degrees in law, supposedly law, but they don't have any in journalism. Well, she's a particularly snarky and gold-digging little thing, so that would make sense to me. But, you know, everything is fixed here. We now discover that John Podesta's best friend at the Department of Justice, the person that's nominated to run that post at the DOJ by the president? Yeah. Well, it's nice to know that your appointment depends on your president standing in good grace. I'm sure that's why they had that little meeting out there at the tarmac in Arizona with Billy Clinton. But this is no shock, but it's kind of a surprise. John Podesta's best friend at the DOJ, guess what he's going to be in charge of? He's going to be in charge of the DOJ's probe into Huma Abedin.
Oh. Oh, my God.
And it's like, really? You know, everybody's awake out here now, and they're watching very carefully. And, you know, they're starting to change their attitudes. You know, the NFL is now complaining that their ratings are down 15%. Well, it used to be that we could go drink overpriced beer and overpriced hot dogs and spend 3 hours in a football stadium on a Sunday afternoon, and we didn't have to deal with politics. Well, now we do. And I guess that's enough to push people away from the boob tube and their fanaticism about football teams, which is double plus good in my book. But getting back to this, now the FBI has obtained the needed warrant to start poring over 650,000 or so emails uncovered in Anthony Weiner's notebook. Yes, Mr. Weiner. That was caught sending pictures of his wiener to a 15-year-old. And God knows what else the FBI is going to discover here. Well, among those thousands of emails that were sent from Huma Abedin's using Hillary Clinton's personal server, just a little while ago, the U.S. Department of Justice announced that it was also joining the probe, and as the AP reported moments ago, vowed to dedicate all needed resources to quickly review the over 500,000 emails on the Clinton case. Here's a news flash for you, folks. It's not going to be done in the next 8 days. In the letter to Congress, the DOJ writes that it will continue to work closely with the FBI. Yeah. And together dedicate all necessary resources and take appropriate steps as expeditiously as possible. That was the Assistant Attorney General Peter J. Kasnick. He wrote in a letter to the House and Senate lawmakers. Notice that the head of the DOJ didn't write that letter. It was the Assistant Attorney General. Now, so far, so good, even if one wonders how active the DOJ will be in the case that has shown an unprecedented schism between the politically influenced Department of Justice and the FBI. And oh yes, recall the post from last week. Clinton campaign chair had dinner with top DOJ official one day after Hillary's Benghazi hearing, in which was reported that John Podesta had dinner with one of the highest-ranked DOJ officials the very day after Hillary Clinton's Benghazi testimony? No, the fix... Move along, folks. There's nothing to see here. In other words, break this down. The best friend of John Podesta, Clinton's campaign chair at the DOJ, will be in charge of a probe that could potentially sink Hillary Clinton. And for those who have been living in a dark cave or watching too much football or baseball, the day after Hillary Clinton testified in front of the House Select Committee on the Benghazi last October, Podesta, Hillary's campaign chairman, met for dinner with a small group of well-connected friends, yeah, just friends, including Peter Kasnick, who is currently a top official at the U.S. Department, serving as Assistant Attorney General for Legislative Affairs. Now, Ron, man, I think I found the dead fish nobody could find. You know, dirt.
It's amazing. You know, I hadn't realized how infiltrated or how connected all these politicians are. Like Brazil, what's her first name?
Donna.
Cheryl?
Donna
Brazil.
Yeah.
So, God, everyone knows her.
Yep.
Would speak khighly of her. But look at it. Two emails. She's actually turned over questions to the Clinton campaign.
Well, and isn't that amazing? And she was working with CNN. And she was contributing to CNN. And at that time, she received... And nobody is supposed to see these questions. Obviously, there's got to be a very, very, very minute group of people that get these questions that are going to be asked at the debates. Well, Donna Brazile took that one step further. She let old Hillary Clinton know ahead of time what those questions were going to be. Now, Donna Brazile worked for CNN. She doesn't work for CNN anymore. And Donna Brazile, her name brand is, crap now. But that would make sense. Megyn Kelly going over and working at the Communist News Network, or as some people have later rebranded it, the Clinton News Network.
I don't fault Donna Brazile as much as I fault Hillary Clinton. Mm. She's the one that acted on the information. She should have told Donna. I don't want to know.
Oh, Ron, come on. I mean, we're talking Hillary Clinton here.
That is the point, though.
Yeah,
going. He should have.
Should have, would have, could have. Oh, I didn't. I wished I would have. No. We're not even, it's the tip of the iceberg with the Clintons. I mean, all the dead bodies going all the way back to Mena, Arkansas, all the drug running, all the other stuff, all the lies, all the deceit, all the pay for play. I mean, this woman is nothing but a ticking time bomb, and what we're starting to hear now is the Clinton campaign is starting to turn on Hillary. And I think what's going to happen here is people are going to jump ship and go for the lifeboats and leave old Hillary to sink, which should be, but their motivations are not proper. You know, if I run across somebody that I think is okay and they turn out to be a scumbag, guess what? I'm not around a scumbag anymore. I'm grabbing my hat and I'm out the front door. But not this cretin. Not these characters. And, you know, rig and try to do what they can, lie, cheat, steal. I mean, literally, all of those things. I don't think is going to save Hillary Clinton. And I, this upcoming election, you know what I'm really looking forward to? Ron, I'm looking forward to the popular vote in this country just absolutely just buries Hillary Clinton. And the problem we're going to have is if these vaunted, you need 270 electoral college votes to get the presidency of the United States. Well, if it comes in that it's 90-10 against Hillary Clinton and she wins the electoral college votes, guess what you're going to discover then? There was a fix.
Yeah.
They're in a spot right now that I would not want to be in. If you take one half a step forward, you might find yourself involved in something that's going to, well, destroy you. So people are starting, and these are the people that know the difference between right and wrong. Understand that. If people are jumping Hillary Clinton's campaign, they're doing it not because of righteous reasons. They're doing it because the fire is getting too close to their own little tushes, and they're getting the hell out of town.
Yeah, the sane man would actually say, "Hey, I'm not supporting her any longer. I'm not going down with the ship."
You know,
that's what a sane man would do.
Well, and as many people, and it's become really weak. Oh, the leak stuff with the Bush and Donald Trump, you know, speaking about women. You know, I mean, really? Take a look at what Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton have done with both sexes. And tell me that this is a person that you want in the White House. I mean, this thieving wench, when Billy Boy lost the, well, due to term limits, yeah, 8 years of Clinton in the White House, she made sure they cleaned the place out, man. She took the furniture with her. But that wasn't the first time she had done that. When she was Secretary of State, she did the same damn thing. It's like, oh, this is one of my perks. I get to steal the furniture on my way out the door. This is how she is wired.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just not Hillary Clinton. Folks, it's just not Bill Clinton. It was the clown Bush brothers, I'm starting to get angry now. Because now we're going across the aisle in just absolute despot politics that have strangled and killed this country for a number of years. I mean, these people, there's not even, Ron, I can't even think of a descriptive adjective to describe what has been occupying this White House. Just the absolute deceit. Their Daddy Bush with his coming into view is a new world order. Well, people understood really what he was saying to a dumb public that the news has been fixed on them for a number of years to dumb themselves down to the status of mental IQ of a muscle. You know, some crustacean maybe.
Well, you know, if someone were to say how ruthless and greedy the Clintons were, let's say 15 years ago, I probably wouldn't have believed them. But to see everything that has come out on these two, you know, including the 81 deaths surrounding them, I can't imagine that evil, that the strength of that evil exists today in the United States. But apparently it is just growing.
Oh,
and they're among friends. It's not like it's just them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Friends. Well, and these are the cliques and all the things, the way of doing business in Washington. I wish I could attribute to the congressman that made the statement years ago that when the new freshmen, they call them, come into Washington, D.C., they're shown the ropes. Well, they're shown how business is done in Washington, D.C. Want to get ahead? Cooperate. Want to get on a committee? Cooperate. You want to get reelected the next time? Make the deals. You know, it is a rigged freaking game. And the American people, without knowing all the minutiae and the detail and how exactly it's done, they've been feeling this for a number of years. You know, and nobody has any faith in the federal government anymore. But this was part and parcel of the long-range plans to destroy this country, is to separate its people from the government and vice versa. Well, we're holding our nose here because we know the criminality and what has been going on now in Washington, D.C., and exactly how it's been happening. Now we got names and dates and emails, and here's proof. But again, let's stress, it's just not this administration. It's just not the guy from, Hawaii, Indonesia? The guy that was, why don't they ever talk about Barack Obama being half white? Oh, he's for first black president. Okay, well, give me a whammy jammy black man. Let's not sully it up. Give me a black man. And everybody voted, and well, you know, this will put my guilt ridden conscience to rest. And all the while, they're bringing in another agenda: the communization of America. And people are falling for it. They can't look at Hillary Clinton and think to myself, well, there's a communitarian if I ever saw one. They don't know. And whether they want to know or not, I don't even know that. But I do know that we're about 9,000 miles from our constitutional and republic roots. That much I do know. I know in order to keep people straight in business, in order to be on the up and up and have honest exchange, I know you need an honest money system. If we had an honest money system, Ron, would the government have been able to bury us in $150 trillion in debt?
No such thing as a interest debt in that type of circumstance. Can't have it. It's dollar for dollar. You can't spend more than the dollars you have.
The U.S.
government, if it had a treasury, and that treasury belongs to the people, it can't spend more than what it has. So, you know, the only thing that pleases me right now about Hillary Clinton, I don't see that grin on her face much anymore.
You know the
grin I'm talking of?
Yeah, the smirk. And that incessant nodding of hers.
Yes.
And she's sitting there like some potentate. You know, somebody's making a point, and here she is nodding in agreement. And the bobblehead doesn't even know when to stop nodding. She just keeps nodding, you know, until her head gets tired or whatever it is. But, you know, I'm picturing Hillary and Bill Clinton and maybe the Bushies. And all of those that are in on the takedown of America, all the people have been in on the take in this country, I'm starting to see these things that look mysteriously like bars, like you would find in a jail. You know? And if Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton committed treason, or the Bushy boys, or the daddy, or whatever, I want them in a very small cage. I don't want them marched up the gallows pole. I don't want to put the rope around their neck. I want them to regret their decisions that they have made for the rest of their natural lives in cages with no amenities, no cable TV, no nothing, and they can sit there and contemplate their moves for the rest of their lives, why they did. They're going to have plenty of time for reflection. I think that is the harshest sentence that you can give a criminal, a stone-cold criminal. Lock him in a box with himself and what's left of his own conscience if they have one.
You know, we were forewarned about this. We were told if we want to keep our republic, we need constant vigilance. But, you know, we've been dumbed down by our public school systems that it just it fell on deaf ears.
Yeah. All right. Tell you what, let's take this break here. 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls, folks. Don't pile me up in the last 10 minutes of the program. We'll be right back with Ron McDonald right after this.
Took it all away. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
All right, we're back. Are you sitting down, Ron McDonald?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Mike, is my pot open? Thank you. Steve Pachenik came out just a little bit ago. And I do believe, ladies and gentlemen, this is real. Steve Pachenik, he's been in and out of the intelligence agencies for a number of years, listening to the YouTube that just hit today.
On November 1, 2016... Hillary and Bill Clinton and their entourage of assistants effected a civilian coup. In contrast to the usual concept of a coup where the military is involved and takes over the White House and communication centers, very much like the scenarios you see in a movie, this coup was done silently and very effectively through two methods, corruption and co-optation. The Clintons have been involved in co-opting our White House, our judiciary, our CIA, our Federal Bureau of Investigation, our Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, and our Director of the FBI, James Comey, for some time now. What they've done is to make sure that they were part and parcel of a group of people who were interrelated through political cronyism. However, in order to stop this coup, we in the intelligence community and others involved have informally gotten together And with their permission, I am beginning to announce that we've initiated a counter coup through Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. What has happened in effect when Comey had to open up the case of Hillary Clinton and discuss the emails that were involved with the Anthony Weiner case, it was not the case itself that was as important as the fact that this was the entree for many of us in the counter coup to say to the administration, we have your number. Not only do we have your number, we're going to stop you from making Hillary the president of the United States. And at the same time, we will convict and indict the president of the United States, Loretta Lynch, and many others who were involved in the cover-up of the massive corruption that occurred under the Clinton Foundation. Now, in both cases, their coup was silent, and our counter-coup was silent, and it was all transgressed or occurred on the Internet. And this is probably the first time in the history of any country where a coup was initiated on through the Internet and a counter-coup was initiated through the Internet. I am just a small part of something far bigger than myself. It was the brave men and women who were in the FBI, the CIA, the Director of Intelligence, the military intelligence, and men and women in 15 other intelligence organizations who were sick and tired of seeing this corruption in the White House, in the Justice Department, and in the intelligence system. And we decided that there was something we had to do in order to save the Republic. So we initiated a counter coup through Julian Assange, who's been very brave and really quite formidable in his ability to come forth and provide all the necessary emails that we gave to him in order to undermine Hillary and Bill Clinton.
Did you catch that?
Again,
we gave
America,
to him.
We're going through a major, major transition and, quite frankly, a second American revolution. We do not have guns. We do not have weapons. We do not intend to kill anybody. We do not intend to harm anybody. But we, the American public, and those of us who serve as veterans and in the intelligence service like myself, will stop the Clintons from assuming power that they don't deserve. At the same time, we will make certain that Obama leaves without any trail of a pardon or any other act of treason. In effect, we want a peaceful transition in this great American Republic. I bring you this news, and I want you to understand what has happened. A moment of history is occurring right now in front of us, and I'm proud to explain it to you.
StevePachenik.com. What do you think of them apples?
Wow.
They're the ones that have been feeding WikiLeaks.
How do you spell that last name?
Pachenik. PieCzenik. StevePachenik.com. We got loaded phones. We'll take your phone calls after this break. Let's go a little bit further here, Mr. Pachenik. Let's clean out the rotten Republicans that start wars for no damn reason except to enrich people. Yeah, let's also go there as well. We're not going to stop with just getting the Clintons.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, S-E-R-O-M-A-X. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Seromax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SeromaxHGH.com. SeromaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Seromax HGH.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back. Let's go to the telephones. Francis, you're up first. North Carolina.
Hey, fellas.
Hi.
I'll reply to the one aspect in a moment, but after what I just heard, it seems like a nuclear bomb went off on the internet.
Uh-huh.
That's what I just heard.
Uh-huh. And it's about, and you remember me saying, Francis, and I said, I wished I had a dollar for every time that I'd said this because I could fund the network for a month. I said, we need the people that have been standing in the shadows to step out into the light. I think what you just heard was exactly that happening.
Yeah. And so that explains a heck of a lot of what's been going on. Meanwhile, in so many words or actions for that matter, as for a... You were asking about an adjective for the Clinton pair. I cannot say this is more of an adjective, but in light of the action that has been going on with these two, put me in mind of only one creature, and that would be a leech. Simply because a leech will, attach on to some living being or organization or whatever and drain what it wants, how it wants, off of that organism until it's tickled pink or whatever color, and then eventually drop off. However, supposedly, according to some cultures, leeches are actually used to drain bad blood out of a person or whatever, which I find a little bit kind of strange or ironic to think of, but I don't really see a real good purpose for a leech to start with other than to act like a vampire. So even though Hillary thinks that she may be, it may be due to her to take whatever furniture she wants out of the White House, you know what? That's good. In a word, you could call that thievery because, after all, is it not the everyday person's tax dollars that goes to furnish that place up in D.C.?
Yeah.
Among other buildings?
And remember, when they left the White House, they were dead broke.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I just leave off the word broke, and I'd be happy with that one.
Well, you know, when they end up finally crossing over, wherever they might be, when they cross over, as the case might be, I don't want to be around when their karmic fan hits them right in the face, as well as the rest of the power elite that have been acting like a bunch of selfish, self-righteous, hypocritical, bigoted, sanctimonious, egotistic, power-mongering brats.
And you know, what you've just described could be the head of any corporation. But what we're talking about here are people in positions of power that their decisions affect all of us. And mm-hmm. and when I said about I'm not stopping with the Clintons, the Bushy boys, Daddy Bush, they all have to go. And after hearing Steve Pachenik making the claim that it was the intelligence agencies that were actually feeding Assange and WikiLeaks, I'm thinking to myself, now, Mr. Pachenik, yeah, the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, all the DI, I mean, it doesn't matter. When we were bombing the crap out of people in the Middle East, killing millions of people, there's a hell of a lot of blood on everybody's hands, enough to go around. And I, for one, am not going to stop just at the Clintons. This rat's nest needs to be cleaned out and fumigated.
Oh, definitely. If anything, what's occurring is what you call a chain reaction. It's going to trail like a rabbit hole in all the different chambers that it takes off in to get to all the various openings and channels and crevices you can ever imagine. It's going to trail down the whole, I think a mole also goes through channeling through the soil and so forth, and they create channels.
Yep.
For their traveling. So it's going to be a chain reaction.
Well, and you're also going to be seeing people, Francis, as I said, jumping ship rather quickly and looking for a lifeboat. But I think by the time that they get there, it's going to be filled, you know.
Oh, definitely that.
Yeah.
So even if people like the Bush clan and the Clinton clan all decide they want to take an exit to the U.S. and all that kind of good stuff and go to Uruguay or into Qatar or wherever supposedly they're supposed to be wanting to exit to or whatever, I'm sorry. For the people that actually live in those countries, do you really think they're going to allow them to go there?
Wait a minute here. Now, hold on. These are countries that don't have extradition. So say that the criminals, they jump ship and they get their life raft and they think that they're safe. Well, for the very people that used to do the dirty work for them, they may be there and available to do the dirty work against them. We may not be exactly interested in, extradition and bringing them back to the United States for long and expensive, protracted trials. We'll just send out the mercs after them.
Well, that would work.
Okay.
I mean, if I remember correctly, when Obama, whatever name you want to give him, had basically came out during for the inauguration after Bush Jr. had pulled his shenanigans in light of his daddy-o, for that matter, and basically made a comment to the people that we should not look backward, we should look forward and just let go of what occurred in the past. I thought, okay, dude, who paid your tail off, you know, and got you to spit that garbage out?
Yeah. All right. Well, Francis, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Have a great one.
All righty.
I just want to comment and say, what does this do to Russia being the one hacking the emails?
I'm rather fascinated by all the name calling going on by the Clinton Foundation and its subsidiaries, and well, Hillary herself. You know, Bill, and I don't know what planet. Maybe the coke ate a hole in his brain. But, you know, a couple of weeks ago, he comes out and talks about the national health care. It's a mess. Well, and he's exactly right. You know, and then our Supreme Court, our dirty little Supreme Court coming out and going, oh, no, no, we found a way to support this crap. It's a tax. And the Congress has the right to lay and collect taxes. Really? Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'd much rather go with Donald Trump appointing Supreme Court than Hillary Clinton. I just, folks, remember me saying last week that Donald Trump has friends in these agencies. He has friends in the Pentagon. He has friends in the FBI. He has friends in the CIA. And evidently, these people are coming forth. And I don't think, if we see a Trump presidency, I think he's going to be able to do all of what he said he wants to do, to right the ship of state and get it back on a correct course, have the republic once again back in the hands of the people. I'm maybe blue skying here. Wait a minute, let me take off my rose-colored glasses. But wouldn't it be something at the end of the 4 years of a Donald Trump presidency that he did all of what he said he was going to do? He might literally go down in the history of this country of being one of the greatest presidents. And they're not going to have to talk about, well, what's the president's legacy? And can we build a library? And what are we going to put in there? Folks, it's our country. It is our country. It's been hijacked. It's been hijacked. And you were the collateral that were put up against this crap, and you're the one sitting out on the street corner now going, what happened? Well, now we're starting to get the dirty little details, the who, what, where, why, and when. And my God in heaven, I just hope the Trump presidency doesn't get caught up in all the stuff that this is going to bring around. I hope he appoints people that are straight, are not going to stop when they think that it's time to stop, that they do this full tilt boogie and right to its eventual end. The criminal is going down. Period. Carrie in Wisconsin. Hello, Carrie.
Good evening, John and Ron.
Hi.
Hey, can I bring a smile to your face?
Okay. You can try.
All right. It was my brother's birthday today, and I called him up down in Florida, and he dropped a little one on me. I thought it was kind of cute.
Okay.
But I added to it a little bit. And isn't it ironic that Bill Clinton was brought down by a leaky wiener, and so is Hillary?
Oh, gosh. Hey, by the way, I got to ask you, Carrie, have you seen the documentary entitled Wiener?
No, there's a lot of things. I don't have the internet or nothing, and I'm
Okay. The reason I'm asking you this is because at the conclusion of this documentary, I'm just sitting there, and I've seen documentaries, and the thought that hit me is what is wrong with these sociopathic asshats? It's like Mr. Wiener found himself in a crowded room, and he stops and he turns and he discovers that everything is stopped and everybody is staring at him. And he's standing there going, what are y'all looking at? Well, what could possibly be wrong? Wiener didn't think that he had done anything wrong. This was just this boy's giddy up. It was just the way he rolled. This is the way he did business. you know, pictures of his wiener to 15-year-olds. Boy, do you want to talk about legacy? Boy, what a thing to be remembered for. Wow. Kerry, I thank you for your call and wish your brother a happy birthday for me.
One more thing.
Yeah.
And that is, I believe, I'm not positive on this, but I think they saved a wooden stake out in Salem just waiting for Hillary.
Like I said, I don't want to see her dead. I want to see her in a little cage. I don't want to see her in some no maximum security, nothing federal prison. I want to see her in a little cage without all the accoutrements that she has the rest of her life. She's 69 now. Hell, if she lives another 5-10 years, that's good enough for me.
And definitely no email server.
Bingo. Thanks, Kerry. All right. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Interesting video that you played, but the reason I called before was last Friday, everybody was talking about the FBI and the letter to Congress and the media, and all my cronies were sitting around talking, and they said, you know, isn't that amazing and great and all this stuff? And I asked them, I said, who do you think authorized him to do that? And it was dead silent. And so I said, he either went through the president or it went through the people that own this place, and they're going to burn her down. My after hearing that video, they've either already made a deal with Trump or they're going to have to deal with Trump. But it seems really clear to me that she's done.
Well, one could certainly hope, and people have been arguing the veracity and who is Trump and what's he going to do. I can guarantee you one thing he's not going to do, it's what the Clintons have been doing. I mean, because, you know, you want to talk about transparency. Holy mackerel, look at the firestorm that this guy has created. And if it would not have been, if we would have had one of the 15 other guys that wanted the POTUS seat, do you think this is ever would have came about?
No, none of it would have.
That's exactly right. So it's kind of like this domino thing. You know, it's like, boom, here we are, and then it just makes that topple over, and then that and on it goes.
Well, and I just want people to remember Comey did not make that decision on his own.
No, he did not, and he took a lot of heat for it, and I was wondering days after that, you know, where's the repercussion? Where's the uproar? And there was absolute silence. And, you know, Comey's background itself, you know, as some are speculating now that maybe we're going to have Mr. Comey investigated as well.
As or the bank?
Yeah, well, yeah. For God's sakes, folks, I mean, I've said this is not the Ephraim Zimbalist, you know, FBI, you know, where they're all driving Ford products and he was on the up and up and never did anything wrong. Look at where this baby was born, this whore that the FBI was born from. Remember the guy that started it? Little fag-a-wag himself? Yeah, I mean, come on, man. He had the
They're all criminals. We'll see what happens. Thanks for the good show.
Okay, thanks, Mike. I appreciate your call.
One of the other things is you notice Obama backed Comey in this.
Yes,
some of
did.
His emails were in there.
Yeah, and let's see. Let's keep discussing Barry Sartoro's legacy. Yeah, let's keep talking about that. That's what the media is talking about. When they need a rest and to try to spin and take people's minds off of things. Oh yes, well, what's his legacy going to be? How about a jail term? How's that one? And take the creature with you that's supposedly your wife, and some have speculated that it's actually a man that had a sex change. And I was just going to say, if you don't think that's possible, look at Bruce Jenner today. If I didn't know that this was a man had a sex change, I might hit on it myself. Think
you
about
know,
that.
It won't matter if Obama was born in Kenya or not after.
Let's keep rolling here. Scott in Arizona. Hello, Scott.
Hi.
Hi.
You were talking about a place where these people that spend their vacation. I was thinking there's a place down there in Cuba that has beachfront property.
Uh-huh.
And
they have internet, too, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they're too big of apartments down there, and apparently they don't go thirsty. They have water to give everybody called waterboarding.
Scott, how?
And I figure
Maybe
the guys that are detained down there could show them how to run the place.
Well, and but I let's go above and beyond that. Let's do that little exercise for the first week, and then let's take the wall down that separates that from the rest of Cuba and see what happens.
Yeah, well, just send them over to Afghan and see what happens.
Man, there are so many.
Scott, the people or something.
Scott, there are so many people. I mean, look at the countries around the world that have flat out come out and said of many people in the United States government. I mean, they have committed war crimes.
Oh, unbelievable!
And here they sit.
They make Stalin look like a puppy.
Well, I don't know that they've killed 55 million or 60 million yet, but they're left untouched. They'll get there eventually.
Yeah. Well, they're talking billions.
Yeah. All right, Scott. Hey, thanks for your call, my friend.
Bye.
Lark. Hello, Lark.
Well, hey there, guys.
Hi.
You know, you touched upon the spoils system, which is the communitarian system, exemplified by the two parties running this puppet show, this dog and pony show called the presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
But the communitarian buzzwords today worthy of note are interoperability and collaborative governance. Now, I sent out an email blast the other day. You and Ron were on the list. And I brought up a new documentary of which you can see the trailer on YouTube. It's available at Amazon. There's lots of reviews. And it's called Obsolete. O-B-S-O-L-E-T-E. Obsolete. And in my email blast, I included that word obscurantism, coming from the word obscure, letters from obscure men, O-B-S-C-U-R-A-N-T-I-S-M. And I referenced the article that you can read at that encyclopedia entry for obscurantism. It's entitled Why the Future Doesn't Need Us by Bill Joy. But Nikki Rapana, who wrote the Anti-Communitarian Manifesto, writes recently on Facebook. She says, and I don't agree with her, but she says the next presidential election is the final U.S. dialectical conflict between corporate communitarianism and Marxist Zionist communitarianism. So who am I voting for? I get asked this a lot. I'm voting for Herr Dr. Amitai Etzioni, the founder of the Communitarian Network in 1990. Might as well. That's who rules America no matter what dialectical choice we make. And I leave you this question for Ron for perhaps next week. Respublica versus Swears, S-W-E-R-S, 1791.
All right. Did you get that one, Ron?
Yes.
Okay. Lark, we'll look it up, and I thank you for your call, sir.
You betcha.
All righty. Tom in Philly. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, good afternoon. Hi, Ron. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. I'm sorry, I didn't get the name. I was
right. It's Tom in Philadelphia, and here's a guy that's into IT and communications, and he's got the worst cell phone service you can ever imagine.
All right, hang on 1 second.
Uh huh. Yeah, hang on 1 second.
Is that better now?
That's better.
Yeah, it's just because I'm driving. I got my headset on.
So. Okay.
All right. Anyway. If you're ever in doubt when you're out in the bar there and you're ever in doubt, there's always the good old Dundee check.
There you
right?
go.
You ever see that movie, Crocodile Dundee?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The head bouncing, Hillary's head bouncing, my friend who is terminal right now, he's in hospice, he has really bad Parkinson, and he does the same thing. His head is just sitting there nodding constantly, and his fingers, you know, he's like twitching his fingers and all that. But when I saw that thing with Hillary sitting there at the, she was sitting behind Bernie, and her head was just constantly going yes, yeah, like she was nodding. It was almost like she was trying to control it. I really think she does have Parkinson's. I really think that she's in the, you know, trying to play games and get past that. But just my opinion. You gonna be around a little later? I need to talk to you about something. Can I call you?
Yeah, that's fine. All right, okay. Tommy.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Good night.
Okay.
See you, Ron. Bye.
Mark in Florida. We've got to move quickly here. Hello, Mark.
Well, thank you, John. I'll try to be fast. I got a first question is, do either of you know, because I do not, who the top military man commander, who is it?
Boy, you got me there.
I haven't a clue.
There's been such a house cleaning going on since they've been bouncing out the halfway good guys. I'll be honest with you, I haven't kept up with it.
Okay. What the Clintons have done, with the help of many others, is made deals with leaders of foreign countries that they can't keep, except by the continuing that's been going on for hundreds of years of killing innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
But they made deals with leaders, and these leaders, I don't know if they believe they're entitled to their stuff or not. But, and I suppose the president picks the top military man. But what these guys have done have really taken the lives and the hearts and souls and of world leaders around the world besides us. And that's what we're not considering, lock her up. I don't think they could have a fake trial if the gods would allow. Send them to jail and we'll never see them again. They'll be off in Argentina or Paraguay, and we'll believe they're in jail. We'll see their doubles every now and then on camera.
Well, and again, Mark, understand what I said before. If they're in countries that they bought 100,000 acres or they think that there's no extradition, we're safe, we can use the same willy wet work boys.
What I'm saying is, what about the leaders of other countries?
What about them?
Well, they...
Are you talking about a golden parachute?
No, I'm saying these guys will want to kill them, will want them...
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
We're not the only ones with extradition.
No, not necessarily. Depends on what kind of deals are made, and it's kind of a, I don't know.
You don't think Saudi Arabia could go to a world court and say, I want them here, I'll have to put on trial?
Well, they're just as dirty as Israel or the United States. Why would they want to do that, Mark? They're just as up to their eyeballs in the crime and corruption as anybody else is.
Instead of war.
What war? It takes two to tango. Who's gonna go to war? Israel?
I'm just saying the Clintons in this system with other people have upset many other world leaders, and if we take them to court, everyone else bug off. We got them in court. They're here. Everybody that they made deals with wants their stuff. We're going to have to deal with a lot of things. This is a big thing. We're going to have to deal with a lot of things. We need to know who our top military commander is.
The top military commander takes his orders from the civilians. I'm more concerned about who we get in the position of the civilian authority in this country that has...
We need a peacemaker that will make peace with all the people that these guys have screwed over.
I could.
That's what Donald Trump's got to be.
Well, I hope he's got to be a lot of things to a lot of different people. Let's see how he measures up. All right, Mark, thanks for your call. Ron, I appreciate you coming on Tuesday. It might seem a little odd to you, right?
A little odd, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's worth it.
Okay, I just shortened your week. It's all right.
Yeah.
All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. I'm sure that many of you are already turning on the TV to watch the World Series. Go Cubbies. It's the only good thing that's come out of Chicago in recent years. See you, folks. See you tomorrow.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.